Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Elon hires a new CEO to run Twitter to lighten his executive burden. When do you believe we will begin to see a quick uptick in Tesla as a result? So being that he is stepping down from his responsibility as Twitter's top person.
Yeah.
Many people think that that's one of the reasons why Tesla has struggled is because he couldn't give his full attention to Tesla. So how will this, or will it have an impact on Tesla? And then we could talk about Tesla's stock also.
Yeah. I think it'll have a great impact on Tesla for sure. Twitter was a bit of a drag. Now, of course, there's a lot of controversy around the CEO, her ties. I don't want to go into that yet. We can maybe talk about that later. But I think in about 6 months, he'll find his bearings back in Tesla. I think they'll start to do a better job of bringing some more people on board to help the company. I mean, if I'm looking right now, I think Tesla's at 188. I mean, it's bounced from that low of 107, but it's nowhere near it should be. Like, Tesla should at least be at 205 and just hovering around there. But I think in about 6 months, we'll see a uptick in Tesla. So, like, if you're looking to buy, I will wait for maybe that 148 to 150 price to buy in, and I will hold for long term. Give it about 6 months. I think once Linda does her job, she has a great advertising background.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he can take his eyes off of there and let her run that business, and then he can focus on Tesla and SpaceX and other ventures that he has. But I think this will lighten his load, maybe 20 to 30%. And will allow him to put his all into Tesla so that stock can get back to the upside.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand the why and the hire, right? So if you're looking at why, and I don't want to mispronounce her name, but Linda Yaccarino, how's that? Is that close, Yaccarino?
Got it.
All right, so where does she come from? She comes from NBC Universal, where she was the head of advertising sales business. She generated over $100 billion while she was there over the past 12 years. She's helped launch Peacock, which we know it's a streaming service. And when we watch streaming services, Peacock, Hulu, we know that there's advertising dollars to be made. And so why the higher? Because if you look at what has happened to Twitter since Elon's decided to take over, he has lost millions and billions of dollars in advertising. So here is the number, the specific number. Of its top 1,000 advertisers, 625 of them have pulled ads from the platform. That Right. So that was as of mid-February, right? So what does that equal in dollars? From that time, that's about 60% drop-off. 60% drop-off in ad dollars. So they went from about 127 million to 48 million just in the just from October to mid-February, maybe late March. So we're just talking all that money is gone. And so if I'm thinking of a hire, it's interesting because she actually interviewed him about a month ago. And that probably is what sparked her as somebody that would be a good fit for them. You're looking for a space where you're losing money. Where are we bleeding from? We're not getting ad dollars. This is somebody who's established in this space. This is somebody who has proven it. This makes sense for them, right? Yeah. It makes sense for them. So as far as Twitter stock, we'll have to see. We got to see 6 to 12 months. I would at least give it before we start to see some of those ramifications. If you lose 60% of your ad dollars, that's a problem. How fast can you get those back? Well, we'll see if she's able to leverage her relationships that she's had throughout her career.
And in comparison to Meta and Google, the ad revenue wasn't that great. Twitter Blue has been, can we say, a failure? I don't want to offend anybody over at Twitter. I already got a call today from JP Morgan. So trying to stay on everybody's good side. But I think she'll be able to turn the ship around if he lets her run it. Those relationships that she does have on a economic forum side will help as well, even though a lot of people are attacking that. I'm not, I keep my commentary to the side for that. But all those relationships are going to come in key. He's going to have to take his hands off of that to be able to run Tesla, because Tesla is really the cash cow. What do you guys think about his comments about him saying, I'm going to speak my mind, and if it costs me money, so be it. On CNBC.
I think he's been doing that.
I feel like that's been the blueprint.
I don't think it costs the money. I think he's been speaking his mind for a long time. I think that's part of his brand. He's like the new Donald Trump, really. If you think about it, Donald Trump has occupied that space for 20 years as far as the celebrity business person that could say whatever he want, just kind of do crazy different things, become a celebrity. Donald Trump is the first celebrity business person ever. Right, he's the first celebrity.
The first,
who else was
celebritant?
You tell me.
I mean,
you can put it in YouTube. You can put it in the YouTube comments too. I'm saying that Donald Trump was the first celebrity business person. Now, if I'm wrong, put in the because we can agree that Donald Trump is a celebrity, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if I'm wrong,
but the first is crazy though.
If I'm wrong, who was a celebrity before him from business? Ronald Reagan was an actor.
He was an actor. It depends, right?
Because Magic Johnson, what? What I'm saying is that people that were not, all right, most celebrities traditionally come from acting, music, or sports, right? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that without any of that background, without being an athlete, mm-hmm. without being an entertainer, you became a celebrity for becoming a business person.
Would Walt Disney fit in that category?
I don't think Walt Disney was really a celebrity
of that time. I mean,
famous.
That's what I'm saying. Celebrity.
When I say celebrity, as far as you were seeing, this is when Mike Tyson was knocking people out in 30 seconds. You were seeing Donald Trump at the front.
That's why I said that the timing of it is different, right? Because a lot of these things didn't exist. Media wasn't the same.
He wasn't a celebrity. There wasn't a celebrity.
So I'm just saying that for his time.
So was he the first celebrity? Yes or no?
I don't know. I mean, I guess by definition of what a celebritant is, I mean,
celebritant.
It would be tough to argue that.
Vince McMahon is up there. I think that he was before Vince McMahon, though. But Vince McMahon's up there.
Yeah, Vince McMahon is up there.
He's up there.
First person I thought it was P.T. Barnum, but that may be way before.
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, that's great. Somebody just put Rockefeller, but again, that's a different time.
Hugh Hefner is a good – Hugh Hefner's a good one.
That's one. And that's before him.
Yeah.
And that's all business.
But did he reach the heights of full –
I think that came later. Nah, that
mansion became. He was like 70 years old.
Nah, but I'm saying in the late 70s, early 80s,
like 50.
70s.
he became a celebrity in the 70s?
70s, yeah.
Yeah, because the mansion was a thing. That's fair. I mean, if he's not the first, is he in the, he's in the top five.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
F- a mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.